Welcome back to the Thought Media Podcast. Today, we're covering Google's newest AI-powered coding product, Anti-Gravity. This is Google's answer to the next generation of AI-native development tools.
Anti-Gravity is a brand new agent-first coding environment designed to help developers build software faster using autonomous AI workflows. Think of it as an IDE, where AI agents can operate across your editor, your terminal, and even your browser.
This means Anti-Gravity can run commands, write code, fix errors, test applications, spin up environments, analyze logs, and automate entire workflows without you manually switching tabs.
Google says this represents the next era of developer productivity. And honestly, they're not exaggerating. It's similar to Cursor in concept, but more integrated with Google's ecosystem.
One of the big features is the models included. Anti-Gravity gives users access to Gemini 3 Pro, Claude Sonnet 4.5, and Google's new GPT-OSS family of open models. And for now, the entire platform is free.
That's a major play. Unlimited tab completions, unlimited task requests, unlimited agent commands, all without usage caps or credits. Google is making a big push to onboard developers fast.
Anti-Gravity essentially allows AI agents to work the way a real developer would. Writing code, running it, refreshing the browser, debugging errors, and looping until the task is done.
And because it's agentic, you can give it high-level goals like build a Django API, set up a React dashboard, or fix authentication bugs, and it will orchestrate steps across multiple tools automatically.
The app works on Windows, macOS, and Linux, making it broadly accessible. And Google has hinted that Anti-Gravity will eventually integrate with Google Cloud, Firebase, Chrome DevTools, and other Google developer products.
So what does this mean for the industry? For one, the AI coding tool race is heating up. Cursor, Windsurf, GitHub Copilot Workspace, and now Google Anti-Gravity are competing to define the AI-first development stack.
From Thought Media's perspective, tools like this will massively accelerate early prototyping and reduce time to market for complex projects. But just like with other agentic tools, human developers remain essential for system architecture, quality control, and final deployment.
We're getting closer to a world where AI can handle huge portions of the software lifecycle, but engineers will still guide, validate, and refine the work.
Google launching Anti-Gravity for free is a clear signal. The next battle in AI is happening in developer tools.
If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and follow on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, or your favorite podcast listening platform.
Thank you for tuning in, and see you next time on the Thought Media Podcast.
Bye, everyone.